Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 290. Hello, I'm Dr. Neil, and welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, stress management, anything along those lines. Think lifestyle. Health and wellness are definitely my passions. That's why I love doing these Friday Q&A episodes where I answer your questions right here on the show. If you're one of those who really struggles feeling well, feeling healthy, please know that I was like you. Health was never something I was interested in. It wasn't until I got sick with a chronic disease when I was 19 that I finally realized, oh, yeah, health is important. It was a shock to get diagnosed with a disease that I'll never get rid of when I was so young. So that's when I decided to pursue my doctorate in public health. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist because I realize nutrition is so important. I'm also a certified health education specialist because I want to help educate others. And I'm also a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer because I started getting into fitness and realizing how important that was for total body health and wellness. And so if you want to send me a question, it's basically like getting a consultation for free. It's really easy. Just come by oldpodcast.com. Look for the bar along the side of the page that says Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a message straight from your computer's microphone or from a phone if you use the app. You can do multiple takes, which is great. Once you're happy with it, you submit it to us. Or if you want to do things the old-fashioned way, you can call us. Just dial 61-I-LOVE-OHD. So either that or visit oldpodcast.com, send in your question, and you'll be in small special raffles to win books from us. So with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, what can you tell me about the ketogenic diet? I've heard that it's good for, it's used for people with afflicted with cancer and with children with autism, and it has some powerful cognitive benefits. So let me know what you think about that, and thank you.
Thank you so much for your question and for listening to the show. I actually discussed the ketogenic diet earlier this year, but I'm still getting questions about it, which is great. There's still so much you all want to know, so I'm happy to talk more about this. With that, let's dive right in. A ketogenic type diet has been used since the early 1900s to treat epilepsy, actually. Now, fast forward to today, and this diet is being used to help treat a number of health conditions. But it doesn't always mean it's effective. The question we have to ask ourselves is this diet effective at all? And if so, for who? And if not, then why the sudden jump in popularity? Let's discuss. Part of the ketogenic diet's recent popularity isn't necessarily because it's effective for the treatment of health conditions or that it's useful for weight loss in the long term. Instead, we can attribute much of its popularity to athlete and celebrity endorsements. A handful of world record-setting endurance athletes swear by the ketogenic diet and insist that it played a large role in their athletic achievements. So what is the ketogenic diet and what's so special about this eating pattern? Well, typical American diets consist of about 60% of one's daily energy, think calories, from carbohydrates, and about 15% of one's daily calories coming from protein, and about 25% from fat. Contrast this with the ketogenic diet, which requires 10% of one's daily calories coming from carbohydrate, 20% from protein, and a whopping 70% from fat. Basically, it's a lower carb, high fat diet. It's called a ketogenic diet because this lowered consumption of dietary carbohydrate leads to the buildup of these things called ketones in the body. You all are actually familiar with a type of ketone, nail polish remover, also known as acetone. Acetone is just one type of ketone, and yes, when our bodies are in a state of ketosis, meaning the body is creating ketones, one of the ones produced is acetone. So if someone were to follow this diet over a period of 2 weeks or longer, we would say you'd be in a state of ketosis, meaning your blood levels of ketones like acetone have increased to a higher than normal level. So now you're probably thinking, is being in a constant state of ketosis bad? Is it possible that following such an extreme diet could be beneficial? Well, based on observational case studies performed in the 1920s, explorers observed Inuit populations consuming large amounts of dietary fat and not a whole lot of carbohydrates. Think that was basically what was available to them. They would consume large sea creatures that contained lots of blubber. That would be their diet. At the same time, they did not appear to suffer from the chronic diseases commonly seen in Western societies, where we don't eat like that. Fast forward to today, and we find a renewed interest in this diet. And much of this, again, can be attributed to athlete endorsements. More studies are being conducted to test the effects of the ketogenic diet, but we need to keep in mind that many of these studies have recruited elite athletes as participants. When we examine the results, we find that during activity, these athletes burn more fat as fuel and were able to improve their endurance. It is often assumed that the ketones are what help this extra fat burn. But what happens when the rest of us follow a ketogenic diet? We know that in the short term, it appears to be relatively safe for otherwise healthy individuals. But when switching from a standard American diet, which consists mostly of carbohydrates, to one of mostly fat, there will be some side effects. Complaints range from feeling fatigued, which is likely the result of having low blood sugar due to the decreased intake of carbohydrate, constipation, which could also be due to reduced carbohydrate intake, or diarrhea because of the increased fat intake, and some may develop gallstones, and there's also the risk of developing vitamin deficiencies. But the listener wanted to know specifically about cancer and the ketogenic diet and cancer patients and following this type of eating pattern. There are a few small studies that examine this very question. The theory is that since cancer cells love carbohydrate, by severely restricting carbs, you might be able to kill the cancer cells by starving them. Some very small studies have been conducted. Think small, like under 20 patients. One study started with 16 patients, but by the end, only had 5 left. Here's what happened. I will quote the study's authors. Quote, "One patient did not tolerate the diet and dropped out within 3 days. Among those who tolerated the diet, 2 patients died early, 1 stopped after 2 weeks due to personal reasons, 1 felt unable to stick to the diet after 4 weeks, 1 stopped after 6, and 2 stopped after 7 and 8 weeks due to progress of the disease, 1 had to discontinue after 6 weeks to resume chemotherapy, and 5 completed the 3-month intervention period." End quote. So even though this study only lasted 3 months, some found it challenging to follow the diet within this short time frame. Plus, it becomes really difficult to make health recommendations when so few are in the study sample to begin with. Now, the listener also had questions with regards to the ketogenic diet and ADHD and autism. There are some studies examining the effects of the ketogenic diet on these conditions, but the majority of the studies were performed in lab animals, like mice, rats, and dogs. One small study was conducted back in 2003 in humans and found improvements in the behavior of autistic children when they followed a ketogenic diet. The problem is, about 23% of the children dropped out because they couldn't stand the diet. Going back to the more recent studies examining the health effects of this diet on elite athletes, I have to say we must be careful interpreting these results because this is also a very unique subset of individuals. Elite athletes have very different nutritional needs compared to those of us
that do not possess these superhuman-like abilities. Also, as mentioned before, the majority of these studies were performed over the short term, like less than 6 months. Last year, I attended an academic conference and happened to speak with one of the leading ketogenic diet researchers, Dr. Marlia Braun. I asked her, "We have all of this data on the short-term effects of following a ketogenic diet, but what happens when otherwise healthy individuals follow this diet for a year or more?" Her response, quote, "We don't know," end quote. So is it possible that over the long term, individuals may not experience the same benefits? Plus, this diet is very strict, so I'm not so sure that long-term adherence is realistic for most people. But after all of this, if this type of eating pattern appeals to you, it would be very wise to discuss the ketogenic diet with your physician to be sure that it is safe given your current health status and prior health history. I would also recommend that you incorporate this pattern of eating very slowly to prevent any uncomfortable side effects. And most researchers do recommend, if you follow this diet, to take a multivitamin supplement.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for the question, anonymous listener. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book from us. And one last time, really quickly, if you want to be on the show and be entered into the raffles, come by oldpodcast.com to submit your question or call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. If you can believe it, that's 290 episodes of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for sending in your questions. It makes me super happy. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.